It's time now for the Better Business Bureau Brief. I'm Cody Sanders, News Director of the Ozark Radio Network, and alongside is Stephanie Garland, the Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau Springfield. Stephanie, thanks for joining me. You actually made the trip to West Plains for this event.
I did. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and such a privilege. You know, we had so much fun working with Ed, and we're so excited to continue to work with you, Cody.
Well, it's really exciting. I'm all for getting the word out and helping make sure our listeners don't get involved with a scam. And a scam is what we're going to be talking about today. It is that time of year. People are anxiously preparing their taxes in hopes of a big tax return. And you've got some information about some potential scams.
Exactly. So it's very concerning to us whenever somebody files a tax return and then they don't get their money back. So what's been happening is that scammers are actually going ahead and getting a hold of your personal information, such as your social security number, your address, your birth date, collecting that information. Then they are filing your return early and receiving your refund before you get around to filing. So tax ID theft, it's a really sneaky con because the victims don't even realize they've been targeted until they try to file their taxes for real, and it can actually take years to fix this. So this is a huge, big problem. So this can happen a couple different ways, either falling for a phishing scam or using a corrupt tax preparer service, or even having your information exposed in a hacker data breach. Some scammers, they're actually even filing in the name of somebody who's passed away, or they're actually stealing children's identities to claim those dependents.
That's, you know, it's crazy that there are scams like this where people take advantage of these situations. So how do we protect ourselves? What do we do to make sure we don't fall victim to this?
It really is pretty scary. You're right. So what you can do is go ahead and file early. A lot of times people will wait, you know, as long as they can, especially if they think they're going to have to pay taxes.
Sure.
But by that point, you know, it might be too late. So go ahead. Once you have all your information, file as soon as you can. Watch out for red flags. If you receive a written notice from the IRS about a duplicate return, make sure that you respond promptly. Don't just throw it away. You may have also received an IRS notice stating that you've actually received wages from somewhere that you've never worked, or received notices that don't actually apply to you. Here's another red flag. If you receive a notice that says you owe an additional tax, refund offset, or you've had a collection actions taken against you for a year that you did not file a tax return. So make sure that you're being very cautious. And how much money do you think that people can actually steal from you?
A lot.
A lot, right? But if you had to put a number on it, if somebody takes your social security number, how much do you think they could get out?
You know, I really have no idea.
No ballpark?
Oh, I don't want to be that wrong.
Okay. He's very cautious, guys.
I'll say thousands.
You'd be right. You'd be right. It's actually 70,000.
Wow.
That's
insane.
It's a lot. So can you imagine having to clean up that mess?
Right.
That would be huge.
And am I right in thinking that the IRS doesn't contact you asking for personal information?
If they're going to contact you at all, they're going to send something via the snail mail. They're
gotcha.
Never going to send something through your email. They're never going to call you. So if you're getting calls from the IRS, no, it's a scam.
Gotcha. Any other, you mentioned some red flags. Is there anything else, you know, along the lines of emails or phone calls from the IRS just to be aware of?
You know, they're never going to do the emails or phone calls. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're researching your tax preparer because, again, you know, unfortunately, there are some corrupt people out there. So go to bb.org. We've compiled a list of accredited tax preparers in West Plains and the surrounding
Great.
Communities. You can also see who, you know, has complaints against that person, what those complaints are, what the customer reviews are. And you can know that everything is vetted on that site because it's our name, our brand, the trustworthiness, start with trust that we're putting down there.
You're probably advising people not to just have individuals do your taxes for you.
You know, we want for you to make sure the person is trustworthy, make sure the person is honest, make sure the person is reputable.
This is, you know, this is a big time of year for a lot of people. This really helps a lot of people whenever they do their taxes and they get their tax returns. So this is something that they need to be aware of, that there are scams out there, and it's easier than you realize to fall victim.
It is. It is very simple. And you know what? If you've actually been a victim of ID theft, consider getting an identity protection PIN, an IP PIN. This is a 6-digit number, which in addition to your social security number, it confirms your identity. So once you apply for it, you must provide the IP PIN each year when you file your federal tax returns.
This is another question I have in regards to tax preparation and avoiding scams. Companies like TurboTax that have mm-hmm. created a name for themselves mm-hmm. and allow you to just hop online and do those things quickly and easily. are people kind of trying to duplicate emails from them in an attempt to get information?
Yes. Yes.
So is that also official TurboTax representatives won't contact you for personal information?
You can. That's a good question. You can make sure by contacting the TurboTax people. So actually, you know, looking up the line on BBB.org, making sure you have the real phone number, calling them, saying, hey, I got this email. Is this from you? You can also hover over whatever link it is before you click it and make sure that actually takes you to TurboTax and it's not actually going to take you to some other site.
Sure. Anything else on this topic?
A good idea for you, especially if you've just had a child or you have a child who's under the age 18, might be to go ahead and freeze the credit so nobody can take out anything in that person's name. Because we've heard of cases where, you know, a child turns 18, becomes a legal adult, and finds out, oh no, somebody when I was 2 stole my identity and now I can't get a car loan or a student loan, or how am I going to go to college or trade school? So now, even though it might be early, you're never too early really to prevent yourself and prevent your child from having his or her identity stolen.
That's crazy. What a world we live in.
Yes.
that's really valuable information. And that's going to wrap up this edition of the Better Business Bureau Brief. Alongside Stephanie Garland, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in Springfield, I'm Cody Sanders, Ozark Radio News Director.